Just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
How does Iowa win tomorrow? And don't tell me it's simply by scoring more points. 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Yes, again.
Coming to you live from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City.
It's a great idea. Let's do a road trip.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
I can't believe it. Bob Cook got in the open at the five. Hartley passes Doyle. Ed Bodelak is hugging and kissing me.
That's the late, great Jim Zobel on the call of Iowa's win over Ohio State back in 1987. The Hawkeyes have only beaten the Buckeyes twice since then. Hard to believe? Well, not so much if you know anything about this series. Welcome in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, and the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire returns to the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Remember, the seasons are changing from fall to winter, and you may need to get some new tires on your vehicle to keep you on the roads this winter. LinderTire.com in Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City. Great show planned for you today. We're going to wrap up the baseball season with our final conversation with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom now that the hot stove season is upon us. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will join me for the final hour and a half tonight. As the Big Hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, features a conversation with former Iowa running back Albert Young. It is National Jersey Day today, Alex. I'm surprised that you're not wearing one of the many jerseys and or hockey sweaters that you own.
This is frustrating because I didn't know that this was National Jersey Day, and it just so happens to be a casual day at work. And I just feel like I'm missing a huge opportunity right now.
I don't know. I missed the memo on casual day. But I wasn't paying any attention. But I do have the jersey on. It's a little dated now. It's the Chris Bryant World Series jersey. And we spent part of the afternoon watching the Houston Astros victory parade in Houston. And needless to say, that city is quite pleased with the results of the World Series earlier this week. We don't want to talk about baseball right now, though. We want to talk about football. A couple big games this weekend. And again, I ask you, if you're an Iowa fan, convince me what Iowa does to win the game tomorrow. 319-366-1600. Iowa State on the road taking on West Virginia in Morgantown. UNI's got South Dakota, so it's a big weekend of football. But the number three team in the land, coming to Kinnick Stadium, Iowa has not beaten the Buckeyes since 2004. Of course, they haven't played them for the last four seasons. Hard to believe that this will be the first time that Iowa has seen Urban Meyer and the Buckeyes in 4 years, but that's just the quirkiness of the Big Ten schedule, so to speak. Can Iowa hang with and beat the Buckeyes tomorrow? Let us know on the Hurtin and Stocker text line 319-366-1600. Speaking of Hurtin and Stocker, we have one final watch to give away this week. We'll do so before 6:45 tonight. Why 6:45? We'll tell you about that coming up in just a second. It is a women's watch. Want to let everybody know that. You're going to have to come pick it up at the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. But it is time to fall back this weekend. So Saturday night, before you go to bed, make sure that all of the clocks and appliances in your house have the correct time. Set them back an hour. And yes, despite what some of the millennials are saying on the text line yesterday, people still do have to adjust the time at their home on things like clocks, microwaves. My oven has a clock on it, which is almost always wrong. I've got to continually reset that thing. That's what we've got to look forward to this weekend. So Hurtin and Stocker, located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. providing us with some watches this week, and we're down to our final one, so someone's going to take that watch home. Now, you heard me mention 6:45 tonight as far as an exit strategy from Coach's Corner goes. That's because we've got to get you to some high school football games. It's quarterfinal action tonight, the final round of games before action shifts to the Unidome in Cedar Falls. 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. You're going to have Cedar Rapids Xavier tonight. Scott Unash will be on the call for that game. And then, Alex, you are heading to Solon. I believe they've got, is it West Delaware
tonight?
They
have West Delaware. So the winner of the two games that we have on our all three of our frequencies tonight will face off with each other in the Dome next week. So I think that's pretty cool. No matter which frequency you're listening to, you're going to get a preview of a matchup in the semifinals next week at the Unidome.
I think most people are probably more interested in Iowa and Ohio State at this point, and we've been asking you how Iowa wins the game tomorrow, and the response is, I would say, it's polite to say that they are varying right now on the text line. And, yes, you have a couple people doing exactly what I said not to, which is saying that they score more points. That's the obvious. I want you to convince me that Iowa has a chance to win this game tomorrow, because I don't see it. I did a radio hit with an ESPN affiliate in Dayton, Ohio, earlier today. And I said, look, I think this is a 38-10, 38-13 type ball game. I just don't see how Iowa, struggling to score points against the likes of Minnesota, is going to be able to score points to hang with Ohio State. 17 points is not going to win this game tomorrow.
You say, you tell people not to use the term score more points, but that's just it. It's in what you just said. How is this team going to score with Ohio State? Against that defense, against what is a top 25 defense, and we know as the number two offense in college football, there seems to be mismatches as far as matchups all over the field in favor of Ohio State. Not only do they have the 4- and 5- star athletes, but they are well coached as well. Truly one of the best teams in college football, and their offense is averaging 47 points a game. Can Iowa hold them? What does Iowa need to realistically hold them to in order to make this a four-quarter game? I think that's the question. Does it need to be 17, 24? If it's 17, there's very little chance that they can make this a four-quarter game. But after that Penn State game, I won't rule anything out, because they got outmatched that night and made it into a four-quarter game.
Let's go to the phone lines and head to Cedar Rapids. Mike wants to give his take on Iowa taking down Ohio State tomorrow. Mike, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
We're great. You tell me, how does Iowa beat Ohio State tomorrow night?
Well, I'd have to agree that, we thought we were going to get blown out by Penn State, and we held with them. Two things. We started out the year doing some things offensively that we wouldn't normally do, going forward on fourth down multiple times in a game. We've gone away from that now, and we've become very predictable, run, and pass on third and long. We need to change the offense like we did at the beginning of the season, where we can't be predicted every time on first and second down, running a run play right up the middle. Ryan needs to mix up the play calling. We need to find the tight ends across the middle of the field. Sustained drives. And on defense, three and out. And I know that seems like an impossible task against this kind of talent for Ohio State, but that's what they've got to do to win this game.
All right, Mike, great phone call to start us off. You can follow him, 319-366-1600. And Iowa, it's no doubt, again, going back to that discussion I had in Dayton today with the ESPN affiliate out there, they were talking about Iowa and running the ball. They had a lot of questions about Akram Wadley. And I just don't know if he hasn't been able to move the ball on the ground against some of the teams that Iowa has played recently. I don't know how he's going to be able to do it tomorrow against Ohio State. I think it's just easier said than done. And look, if there was some miracle cure for the Iowa offense at this point, I think Brian Ferentz probably would have dialed it up by now. I think tomorrow you try to get the tight ends involved in the passing game as much as possible. And maybe that opens some things up for the running game a little bit, and maybe with an extra week of James Butler back and reintegrated back into the offense, that allows you to use both him and Akram Wadley. But I don't know.
Todd, do you remember the 2013 game in Columbus?
Vaguely.
Ohio State's the number four team in the country. Iowa gives them a big-time scare. And we talked to Bill Landis of Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer earlier in the week. That was yesterday, actually. And he talked about that 2013 game. What Iowa did to confuse Ohio State is they unexpectedly went to a three tight end set. Jake Doozy had a really big day. C.J. Fedorowicz and George Kittle also had big days. The only way that Iowa's going to be able to stay in this game offensively and score points is to out-scheme Ohio State and give them different looks than they're used to seeing or than they've seen on film against Iowa. So, like you said, easier said than done. If this gets into a shootout where Ohio State comes out and scores the first two touchdowns of the game, then I think it's almost the uh-oh type feeling for this team. They need to somehow find a way to get stops early and start fast and set the tone a little bit better than they have in the past. And let's just face it. They need to play a perfect game to make this a four-quarter game.
I think the text line may be onto something here. Ohio State special teams may be the Achilles heel. And we talked yesterday with Bill Landis, the beat writer who covers Ohio State for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. And I asked him, does this team have an Achilles heel? And he sort of hedged on that a little bit, but if you saw Saquon Barkley last week in the opening kick, you know that there are some issues with special teams in Ohio State. But I think pinning your hopes on a Josh Jackson punt return or some sort of miracle special teams play, I think is a little bit far-fetched at this point. Now, we mentioned yesterday on the program, you catch Ohio State at a pretty interesting time coming off of the Penn State game, and then Michigan State is on the horizon next week, so you cross your fingers and hope that there's a little bit of a trap scenario here, but that's not necessarily the greatest game plan in the world. Let's head back to the phone lines, and let's go here locally in Iowa City. Dave wants to talk about the keys to Iowa staying in the game with Ohio State tomorrow. Hey, Dave.
Well, I think it's a combination of many keys. One of them is make sure the safeties have people to set 7 feet. Now, because we don't.
Now, I think Dave's got a bad connection there. Our apologies, Dave. You can try to give us a call again at 366-1600, Iowa and Ohio State. It's a 2:30 kickoff tomorrow at Kinnick Stadium on ESPN. The other question that the guys had for me today in Dayton is what makes playing at Kinnick so special at night? Now, this isn't a true night game, but it is going to be dark by the time that this game is over. And I said, I've spent many, many years trying to figure out what it is about playing under the lights inside Kinnick Stadium that even the weakest of Iowa teams can sometimes pull off a major upset. And this is it's a good Iowa team. It's just not a great Iowa team. And I think they've got their hands full just the way that this is shaping up, the season has played out. And you've got to go back-to-back against the number right now anyway, the number 3 and 4 teams in the country, in Ohio State and then Wisconsin next week on the road to Camp Randall. If you're a Hawkeye fan, outside of winning the game tomorrow, I think you just have to hope that Iowa shows up and puts forth a good effort and doesn't get embarrassed. And I don't necessarily think that'll be the case, but this Ohio State team is really good, and I've got them winning the game, and I don't have it being all that close. I think we've got Dave back. Let's try him again. Dave, sorry about that. Go ahead and reset your thoughts.
Well, you know, we got to keep our safety safe. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, we got to keep our safety safe. There's got to be something for the down. I think if we don't succeed, we've got to try it.
Okay, I don't think we solved the problem there, unfortunately. So we do appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for listening. And I believe he said was something about the safeties and the defensive backs. And you look at Josh Jackson and his play, and he's gotten a lot of pub over the last several weeks. JT Barrett And we'll talk a little bit more about JT Barrett tomorrow on Before the Boom on our FM frequencies a couple hours before kickoff. JT Barrett has really come into his own this season, and he's come into his own after that loss to Oklahoma. And it's a matter of confidence with him. And right now, I watched most of that game last week against Penn State, and I thought he played with a tremendous deal of confidence going up against the Nittany Lions. And if he can go up against them, he's going to keep that same attitude and bring it with him to Iowa City tomorrow. So from that standpoint, yeah, I think the linebackers and the defensive backs are going to have their hands full, and they're going to be a key to trying to slow down this Ohio State attack, which runs through JT Barrett, a guy that their fan base wanted to run off two games into the season. And luckily, you know, Kirk Ferentz said something on Tuesday about, I mean, he basically called those people dumb. And he very rarely, if ever, calls out anybody. But he said, yeah, those fans were idiots that wanted to get rid of JT Barrett. And Urban Meyer's faith in him is being rewarded.
It is. And Iowa defensively likes to play the keep everything in front of you style defense. They want to make you go 5-6 yards a play and earn your way down the field because they think that you're going to commit a penalty or a mistake, make a mistake, fumble the football, throw an interception. You're bound to once out of every 10, 15 plays. And a lot of these high-powered offenses in college football rely on the big play. Just look at the Big 12 right now and what Iowa State is doing to some of these high-powered offenses. It's because they're making them earn it down the field, and those teams want to hit you with a 50, 60-yard play. That's not Ohio State. Ohio State wanted to become a more big play offense, but they really pride themselves on being able to sustain long drives, and their intermediate passing game is one of the best in the country, and that's what makes JT Barrett so different from these other quarterbacks. He doesn't drive the ball down the football field. He doesn't have a big time arm, but he beats you underneath, and he does it consistently. So it's almost like these last four or five games, the defense facing him, is it's kind of been death by a million paper cuts, and Iowa has to give. Iowa wants to make them go 10-15 plays. Ohio State wants to go 10-15 plays at a time.
Let's go back to Cedar Rapids and bring Russell on board. He may or may not have the right idea on how to fix the Iowa ground game. I'm interested in hearing this call. Russell, go ahead.
Yes, in my opinion, there's two things wrong with the ground game. Number one, Iowa comes out last game, throws three passes, and then abandons the passing game. And these teams are all still going to pack the box. The second thing is I believe that they need to abandon the zone blocking scheme. Teams have seen this for several years now. They know how to defense it. Linebackers, safeties through the same gap that Wadley wants to run through, getting hit in the backfield, game over. They need to go back to the blocking scheme of straight-on blocking, post-lead, pulling guard or tackle with a kick-out block, fullback leading into the hole, and Wadley following the lead of the block. If they go back to that, I think they'll have a little more success in the running game.
Russell, appreciate the phone call. Thank you for listening. The reason Iowa threw early on in the game is they were passing on first down because their tendency is to run the ball on first down. So when they kept getting first downs on that first drive, they kept throwing on first down because they were hoping Minnesota was going to expect the run. And if you watch that game last week or go back and watch the highlights, they had great success in it. They clearly caught Minnesota off guard. And as far as zone blocking, that's Iowa's lifeblood. That is the lifeblood of Iowa football and Kirk Ferentz.
It is.
And you're not teaching an old dog new tricks, and especially in the 10th week of the season. It's here to stay, and I have a feeling they're going to be zone blocking at Iowa 5 years from now, because, as we know, not much has changed about the Iowa offense. Great phone calls, great texts so far. 319-366-1600. We'll spend a little bit more time today talking Iowa and Ohio State, as well as Iowa State and West Virginia. Can the Cyclones keep their momentum going tomorrow in Morgantown? We'll see. We'll have it for you right here on 1600 AM, the Cyclone Radio Network. John Walters on the call. 366-1600, that's the number to use for the Hertine and Stocker text line. We've got to take a quick break. Kyle is going to join us from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. When we return, he'll have your first big board update of the day. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, coming to you from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City on 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 1600 AM KGYM Radio. More after this.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Own your man motions this season. Scream at a fumble, get misty at the Hail Mary pass, or ugly cry when your draft team tanks. Which won't judge. They'll just show up with box lunches, mini sandwiches, pasta salads, wraps, trays of sweets, whatever you order, and bring it right to your football watch party or tailgate. Which Superior Sandwiches, catering to the emotional football fans up and down the corridor. Place your catering order for the next home game now at whichwich.com.
When my wife's parents flew in for the weekend, I picked them up in my Honda Pilot. They raved over my decision to buy from Kelley Blue Book's 2017 Best Value brand and marveled at all the cargo space. Then they called my wife on Bluetooth to say what a smart man I was. Just kidding. Well, they did use the Bluetooth to ask my wife why she didn't pick them up.
Hurry in to your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Based on 2017 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for information.
Ferguson Facilities Supply has the products, services, and solutions facility and property managers need when and where they need them. We offer a vast array of janitorial, lighting, HVAC, hardware, safety and plumbing products, and that's just the first half of our catalog. And with nationwide coverage, we deliver directly to your facility, making sure you have everything you need to get the job done. Because at Ferguson, relationships are the most important thing we maintain. Learn more at Ferguson.com.
Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way from Iowa City today, the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, the site of the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Let's head back to the phone lines. Josh in North Liberty, I hate to do this to you, Josh, but you've got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. The main thing I wanted to say was just that the frustrating thing for me is watching, you know, them line up in three tight end sets and run 180-pound tailback into people. You're not going to wear down a defense that way. You need to get Akron Wadley in space. You have one of the most electric running backs in college football. You don't just run them up in the middle of the line consistently and expect to have good results.
Appreciate the phone call, Josh, and I think Akron Wadley would agree with that, at least from having talked to him the last couple weeks after games and on Tuesdays. Let's send it back to Cedar Rapids. Kyle's got your first Midwest One Bank big board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa led Belmont Abbey by only 5 points at halftime of its final exhibition game last night, but caught fire in the second half to fly to a 96-64 victory inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. Tyler Cook was the top scorer with 24 points and 7 rebounds, while freshman Luca Garza put up a double-double with 18 points and 12 rebounds. Connor McCaffrey had only 2 points, but also 3 steals and 4 assists with no turnovers. The Hawkeyes open the regular season next Friday, hosting Chicago State. Nate Kading will serve as the honorary captain for this weekend's football game hosting Ohio State. The Iowa City native was a first-team All-American in 2002 and 2003 and is perhaps best remembered for his game-winning kick in the 2001 Alamo Bowl. Iowa's interim athletic director Barbara Burke announced that the university has initiated a feasibility study looking into the possibility of building a new softball facility. Burke cites occasional irrigation issues as one reason for a new facility and is looking at the area near the field hockey and soccer fields as a possible location. The 4-3 Rough Riders are in action this weekend on the road against the Fargo Force tonight and Sioux Falls Stampede tomorrow. They finally return for a home game next Saturday. Tonight after the show, it's a pair of Class 3A high school quarterfinal matchups. Davenport Assumption is at top-ranked Cedar Rapids Xavier with Scott Unash on the call. That's on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll also have West Delaware traveling to number 3 Solon. Alex Coons on the call for that one on 106.3 FM, the South Gym.
All right, Love It or Leave It is next as hour number one continues. Back after this.
It's time for some straight talk. Greeny, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. Kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Our unlimited plan with 10 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G is just $45 a month. With nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
The guys will ask Booger McFarland. Plus reaction as teams look to avoid an upset and stay in the hunt for a coveted spot in the college football playoff. It's Mike and Mike, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. ESPN's Adam Schefter and ABC News are reporting 7 NFL owners will be deposed and have to turn over emails and cell phone records in Colin Kaepernick's collusion case against the league. Among those 7 owners are Bob McNair of the Texans and the Cowboys' Jerry Jones. Ezekiel Elliott will be able to play for Dallas Sunday against the Chiefs. A federal appeals court today grants an administrative stay that puts off a hearing until next week, when there could be another ruling on Elliott's 6-game suspension for allegations of domestic violence. From baseball, the Pirates pick up the option for next year on Andrew McCutchen. He'll make $14.75 million. The Indians pick up outfielder Michael Brantley's $11.5 million contract. The Marlins will not pick up the option on 44-year-old Ichiro Suzuki. He's now a free agent. Ichiro says he wants to play until he is 50. Auburn athletic director Jay Jacobs will step down by June 1st of next year. He has faced recent scrutiny after a Title IX investigation of the softball program and the arrest of basketball assistant Chuck Person.
See for yourself why buying a business trip at Upside.com is a triple win. Use code BAMANI and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com when you buy your next business trip at Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey pros, from property updates to new construction, Lowe's makes it easy to save during our Ready to Refresh event. Get up to 30% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 30% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. And knock new doors off your list with up to 10% off select in-stock Therma-Tru entry doors. For details, see lowesforpros.com or stop by the Pro Desk at your nearest Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 9/28 through 10/31. Door offer valid 10/23 through 11/3. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Welcome back. It is the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com, as get ready for winter. It is right around the corner. I know we've had some fun with that phrase in the past, but just looking at my tires today, trying to figure out whether the treads are good enough to make it through another winter or not. They've got locations in Grinnell, North Liberty, and Iowa City, a proud sponsor of the Road Trip here on 106.3 and 107.5, the South and North Gyms in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa, and we welcome you in if you're listening online at KGYMradio.com as well. Don't forget to check out the poll question today and let your voice be heard. Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot in Cedar Rapids. And the poll question today, how does Iowa State fare over its next four football games, the final four regular season games? They will have a fifth game to play as well because they are bowl eligible. That earned Matt Campbell a $500,000 bonus last week, and he had a great quote about garbage teams, crap teams, I think it was, crap programs care about 6-6 and mid-tier bowl games. They want more. They've got their eyes set on it, and in order to accomplish that, the next step will be to beat West Virginia tomorrow. It's a 2:30 kickoff in Morgantown. We'll have John Walters on the call on 1600 AM, the Cyclone Radio Network. Hawkeye fans, we've got you covered tomorrow as well. Pre- and post-game coverage of Iowa and Ohio State before the boom will come your way at 12:30 on our FM frequencies. And then after the game is over, the KGYM staff will be here at Coach's Corner Sports Pub for After the Final Gun. I'll be joining them on the phone from Kinnick Stadium. Speaking of the phone, 319-366-1600. You're going to want to keep that number handy because in the next 20 minutes, you're going to be able to use it to take home a very nice watch from our friends at Hertine and Stocker. But right now, it's Friday, and it's time for Love It or Leave It.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, Alex, Iowa staying in the game tomorrow. Easier said than done.
I think everybody knows which direction I'm going to head in this one. And we've been talking about it for the past half hour. How can Iowa stay in the game? How can Iowa win the game against what is a very hot football team coming into Iowa City from Columbus in the Ohio State Buckeyes? So hot. They're the number two offense in college football, averaging over 571 yards per game, 46 points per game, 327 passing yards per game, 244 rushing yards per game. There are very few weaknesses for this offense. And you look at the defense that's led by five NFL defensive ends. No, not defensive linemen, five future NFL defensive ends. And that doesn't include the defensive tackles or the linebackers or the young secondary that has been improving every week after they lost Marshawn Lattimore and Garyon Conley and Malik Hooker to the first round of the NFL draft last year. This is one of the model programs in college football as far as recruiting and developing, and you know wherever Urban Meyer goes, that's going to be the case. I'm not going to rule out that Iowa can keep this one close. I just don't know how they're going to score enough points to do so. Even if the offense performs, or excuse me, the defense performs admirably and holds Ohio State 17 points less than their season average, that's 30 points. And I'm not sure that Iowa can score 30 points or even 24 or 21 points against this Ohio State defense. The Iowa offense struggled to score 17 against Minnesota. So I love this. Iowa, I'm not going to say that they can't stay in the game, but this is going. They're going to need to play a near-perfect game just to even have a chance in the fourth quarter.
Number two.
Iowa State keeps it rolling tomorrow in Morgantown, Todd.
I've got to love this. I am done picking against Iowa State until further notice, and I know that that's going to come back to bite me in the rear end eventually, and it may be tomorrow, but I caught a little bit of last week's Oklahoma State-West Virginia game, and granted, Oklahoma State's got a pretty good offense, but they were able to go on the road to Morgantown and put up 50 against the Mountaineers. Iowa State does something very well and something that not a whole lot of teams in the Big 12 do, and that's play defense. And I'm going to go with a team that plays defense in this contest tomorrow. I think Iowa State is going to put another notch in the win column, and as crazy as it is to say, on November 3rd, the road to the Big 12 championship is running through Ames and will continue to do so for at least another week.
Number three.
The Negligent Colts. Be a good fantasy football team name.
It would, and it starts with Jim Irsay and Chris Ballard, the general manager, and really everyone involved in trying to put something around what is a franchise quarterback in Andrew Luck these past five seasons since he's come into the league out of Stanford, number one overall pick. Let's not forget that Peyton Manning was let walk because this franchise, after a one-win season and Peyton Manning out with a neck injury that entire season, was going to move on to this quarterback and Andrew Luck. And when Andrew Luck has been out there, this has looked like a playoff team. The one problem is they have not been able to protect him. And you look at the injuries, you look at the statistics, 156 sacks in five seasons for Andrew Luck. You cannot have the offensive line in front of them. Four of the five offensive linemen, according to Pro Football Focus, have a below average to poor grade for their careers. It's just not work. It just hasn't worked out. And then let's just look at the last 2 years. He played through a lacerated kidney. He played through an injured shoulder. He played through several injuries. And this is what you get here in 2017. He's now on injured reserve, and the worst part about this, in my opinion, is it seems like the upper management of the Colts lied the entire time about the situation. Chris Ballard early in the season was asked, or excuse me, Chuck Pagano was asked, the head coach of the Colts was asked if Andrew Luck, how long he would be out week one. He said, oh, he's fine. And then Jim Irsay said, oh, there's not going to need to be any surgery on that injured right shoulder for Andrew Luck, and, well, they were both either wrong or intentionally misleading. So the Colts have been completely negligent in this entire ordeal, and they are wasting the prime years of what is a franchise quarterback.
Number four.
All right, Todd, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
There was a little bit of chattering online earlier this week after the Minnesota players and coaches participated in the wave to the Children's Hospital after the first quarter of last week's game, and a corner of the Iowa fan base was very vocal about their displeasure that Minnesota was waving to the children, but the Iowa sideline was worried about what was going on with the game. Well, that corner of the internet and the fan base has been loud enough, and apparently they've been heard. And so, according to Iowa officials, and this is confirmed by Iowa through Pat Hardy at allhawkeyes.com, the Iowa team will participate in the first quarter wave to the Children's Hospital tomorrow. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, because if you don't participate in it, then you're going to have people who have nothing better to do than complain do just that, what they're good at, complaining. But if you do participate in it, and you're playing the number three team in the country and things aren't going right, I can almost guarantee you there's going to be another portion of the fan base tomorrow that is going to say, worry about the game as opposed to taking time to wave. It just, you know, it's a football game. Don't be surprised when guys play football, especially in between quarters when there's stuff to talk about. But they're going to participate in it tomorrow. Fantastic, fine, whatever, move on. But Iowa's damned if it does, and it's damned if it doesn't, and it certainly sounds as if it's going to do tomorrow. Leave it.
Number five.
Incognito's right.
I can't believe I'm doing this, Todd. Earlier today, I gave away all my picks in the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 to people who work here at Coach's Corner, and right now I'm going to let Richie Incognito, of all people, speak for me. Richie Incognito of the Buffalo Bills, if you don't know about the past and his past in the NFL a guy who racks up more personal foul penalties than anybody in the NFL, and a guy who's had some, just say trouble, had some troubles in Miami with the whole bullying scandal and Jonathan Martin. Just an absolute hothead, but he had what I think was the best quote about Thursday night football after yet another clunker of a Thursday night game between the Jets and the Bills. Here is Richie Incognito on Thursday night football. They suck. They throw a wrench in our schedule. It's absolutely ridiculous that we have to do this. As physical as this game is, as much work and preparation that goes into it, to force us to play on a four-day week is completely unfair and bull bleep. Very well said, Richie. I love this.
Number six.
Hot stove season is here, Todd.
It is, and that means the crazy rumors are starting to fly. The Houston Astros celebrating their World Series championship with a parade through downtown Houston today, and it's officially time to start cranking up the ideas, the rumors as to what players are going to go where in free agency, what trades may occur. Right now, teams are starting to look at their rosters and figure out who's going to make the 40-man roster and who isn't. As a matter of fact, I saw earlier today that the Chicago Cubs claimed former Colonels left-hander Randy Rosario from the Minnesota Twins, a guy that the Twins were relatively high on at one point, but he got called up to the big leagues last year and didn't exactly set the world on fire with his first big league trial. I love hot stove season because you never know what to expect. One day you're reading a crazy rumor, and the next day you're waking up and turning on MLB Network and you're seeing that the Angels have signed Albert Pujols to a massive contract, or you're seeing a trade go down. And I think the guy to watch this offseason is Giancarlo Stanton of the Marlins, because he wouldn't be the first player with a massive contract to be traded. And I think that new ownership group is committed to doing a rebuild, and in order to do that, they're going to have to move Giancarlo Stanton. And there's only so many teams that I think can be serious contenders for him. And wherever he goes, it's going to affect most likely the National League, because I've seen a number of the suitors for him in the National League. So anything that affects the power structure in the National League affects a lot of people who listen to this program, because we got a lot of Cubs and Cardinals fans as well as Brewers fans that are out there tuning in right now. So keep your eyes on Giancarlo Stanton, but I love the fact hot stove season's here.
Number seven.
Tucson Tate.
So when Iowa played in the Rose Bowl a couple of years ago, and I'm not trying to remind Iowa fans of this, but there was a player in Christian McCaffrey that I think a lot of people thought got snubbed out of a Heisman Trophy, out of winning the Heisman Trophy that year. And the excuse given was that people are asleep when their game is on, and, of course, the East Coast bias. And nobody got to see Christian McCaffrey because nobody talked about him. So here's the deal. I know that there are players on the West Coast that people would like to see but don't get a chance to, and one of those guys is Khalil Tate, the quarterback for the Arizona Wildcats. Early this season, Rich Rodriguez looked like he was going to be on the hot seat in Tucson, and this kid has single-handedly taken him off the hot seat. When Rich Rodriguez was at West Virginia, he had this quarterback who was then a second-round pick of the Miami Dolphins by the name of Pat White. Pat White gave baseball a little bit of a run after his football career was over. It didn't work out. Pat White was one of my favorite college football players to watch of all time. Just the guy that runs that read option perfectly. More of a running threat, but has the ability to throw as well, and that's exactly what Khalil Tate of Arizona is. Like I said, 4-0 on the season. He has 14 touchdowns in four games and is averaging 210 rushing yards per game. He is a human highlight reel and a just an outstanding, outstanding college football player that if you get a chance to watch, you should probably do so, because he might be a guy that ends up in New York having not started the first two games of the season. So I love this.
Number eight.
Right idea, wrong sport, Todd.
The notion that Iowa is conducting a feasibility study to look at building a new softball complex is one that caught my attention yesterday. The President's Committee on Athletics met. Barbara Burke, who's filling in for Gary Barta, made her a sort of debut filling in for him. And one of the big news items yesterday was the fact that Iowa is looking at whether or not it's feasible to move the softball facility right over here by Coach's Corner, not too far from here off of Mormon Trek. Right now, the soccer facility is down there. The field hockey facility is down there. The Hall of Fame is located over there. It's the right idea, but I think it's the wrong sport because, once again, it appears that the University of Iowa is neglecting the baseball program. And I know that you get into Title IX urinating matches back and forth here, but no offense, but Pearl Field was built, I believe, and opened in October of 1999. Dwayne Banks Field is older. It desperately needs some upgrades. I know they've done a number of upgrades recently, and they finally put in the field turf that the previous coach had wanted for a number of years. But I'm sorry, this just goes back to why hasn't Rick Heller gotten a raise yet after the performance that the Iowa baseball team had last year? And if you're going to put money into a program, I think you probably should put it into baseball at this point, because unfortunately the Iowa softball program has been run into the ground, and there's nobody to blame for that but Iowa.
Number 9.
The turnover chain.
University of Miami, Todd, have you seen this? Have you seen the turnover chain?
I've seen the turnover chain. I've seen Tennessee's turnover trash can. Yeah.
I've seen many different variations of a gift that somebody gets defensively when they create a turnover, yet the best that I have seen is what Mark Richt and his defensive coordinator Manny Diaz have instilled in Coral Gables, the turnover chain. And earlier today, ESPN.com came out with one of the best headlines on a stories that I've ever seen. It read, turnover chain, 36 and more than 5 pounds of sapphire studded swag. And a lot of people at home, even including myself, will look at that and kind of roll their eyes. What is this about? That seems unnecessary. That's just, they have no interest in that. But I know who does have interest in that, and it goes back to what we've talked about over and over and over again, Todd. Recruits. I know how a lot of these recruits think, and they love that kind of thing, because I look at Mark Richt as a guy who has been so successful as a head coach for this reason. He holds his players accountable for misbehavior. He wants them to perform at their best, yet he lets them have fun on the football field. And he lets them kind of play with a reckless abandon that is needed to be successful in the sport of football. And that's what he's instilling at Miami. That's what he instilled at Georgia. And the University of Miami has a really good head coach. And this turnover chain is kind of a symbol of what he is already building there in Miami that the last three head coaches weren't able to do.
Number 10.
Falling back, Todd.
Falling back. It is that time, and we've got to remember to set the watches and clocks and all of that good stuff back. And, yeah, for the guy who criticized yesterday about saying nobody needs to turn their clocks back anymore, there are a lot of good-looking watches out there, and my former co-host would attest to that because he used to have a little bit of a collection. You got to turn those things back. They're not an Apple Watch. So there's plenty of devices to turn back this weekend before you go to bed on Saturday night. And what a perfect lead-in to our Hertine and Stocker watch giveaway. Our final watch, it is a ladies' watch. I want to be very clear about that. I don't want you to think that we're pulling a bait and switch here. We've got a very nice ladies' watch for caller number 6 right now, to 319-366-1600. You're going to have to come by the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids to pick that up, but that watch is going to be yours. And again, a big thank you to Hertine and Stocker, 101 South Dubuque Street here in Iowa City. And maybe keep them in mind, because, Alex, Christmas is right around the corner.
It is now.
More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. We'll find out who our winner is when we return after this.
When you're looking for a new pair of glasses, it's nice to have a pair of locations to choose from. That's why McDonald Optical has 2 Iowa City locations. Stop and see McDonald Optical in their brand new space next to Panera, inside the Iowa City Marketplace on the east side of town. Or come to their tried and true store on South Clinton Street downtown. Schedule an eye exam with one of their excellent doctors. And find your next pair of glasses at one of McDonald Optical's pair of Iowa City stores. McDonald Optical. Eyewear as individual as you.
On every job site, the formula is the same. Less downtime equals more profit. Reduce that downtime with top-notch machinery from Star Equipment, like the JLG 1930ES electric scissor lift, with more of what you need for every job. More duty cycles to keep you on the job longer. More versatility to work in a wide variety of environments with cleaner, quieter operation. And more features and productivity-enhancing tools. Rent or buy from Star Equipment and improve your job site profits. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Is your power tool not working? Does your mower or chainsaw need maintenance? If you're having these issues with your power equipment or just need something tuned up, let the factory-trained technicians at Acme Tools fix the problem for you. We'll assess the issue and give you a free estimate to get it fixed. Mention this ad and we'll take 10% off your service work. For quality service work and parts, visit the Acme Tools Service Department and let us help you do your best work. Acme Tools on Blairsbury Road in Cedar Rapids.
.455, welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming to you from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire continuing on. Don't forget, 6 o'clock tonight, we're going to catch up with former Iowa running back Albert Young. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be with me inside the big hour, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Right now, we've got to bring you something. It's a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Let's send it back to the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And here's Kyle.
Iowa led Belmont Abbey only 5 points at halftime of its final exhibition game last night, but caught fire in the second half to fly to a 96-64 victory inside Carver Hawkeye Arena. Tyler Cook was the top scorer with 24 points and 7 rebounds, while freshman Luca Garza put up a double-double with 18 points and 12 rebounds. Connor McCaffrey had only 2 points, but also 3 steals and 4 assists with no turnovers. The Hawkeyes open the regular season next Friday, hosting Chicago State. Iowa State has a scrimmage coming up on Sunday against Emporia State, and head coach Steve Prohm announced today he'll be holding freshman Terrence Lewis and redshirt freshman Cameron Lard out of that game for undisclosed semi-disciplinary reasons. Nate Kading will serve as the honorary captain for this weekend's football game hosting Ohio State. The Iowa City native was a first-team All-American in 2002 and 2003 and is perhaps best remembered for his game-winning kick in the 2001 Alamo Bowl over Texas Tech. Iowa's interim athletic director Barbara Burke announced the university has initiated a feasibility study looking into the possibility of building a new softball facility. She cites irrigation issues as one reason for that and is looking at moving the new facility over near the soccer fields. Tonight after the show, it's a pair of Class 3A high school quarterfinal matchups. Davenport Assumption is at top-ranked Cedar Rapids Xavier. Scott Unash is on the call for that one on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. We've also got West Delaware traveling to Solon. Alex Kuhn on the call for that one on 106.3 FM, the South Gym.
Hour number two on the way after this.
The Ford year-end sales event is here. Now with 0% APR financing.